podcast number 79 of the Security Box. If you're looking for this podcast in replays, sorry about that. I mislabeled it as 78 and only realized it after we started the room. But no matter how you found us, thank you so much for listening to today's program. Today, we do have quite a few users who joined us in a very interesting discussion about an app that the International Olympic Committee is telling people to use for the 2022 Olympics called My 2022. So, how bad is this app? A link to the article that we take from will be included in our show notes. And I parsed this article out, and we have a nice hour-long discussion or thereabouts. And I talk about some other newsy things that have crossed my desk that I haven't yet read, and one of which deals with Safari. And hopefully that article will finally post, I hope. The podcasted edition of the program, which aired on 98.6 The Mix's independent channel, airing January 26, 2022, is coming up next. Customer list is while I'm waiting for potential customers. Welcome to Jarrett's shop. May I take your order for a username and password? The sign says Jared's shop. It said nothing about usernames and passwords. Yes, sir. Usernames, passwords, credit card information, all sorts of breach data. You name it, you've got it here at Jared's shop. Well, that sounds lovely, but I really only wanted to pick up a USB drive. Well, sorry, sir, but the USB drives come with all sorts of data, all for sale right here, right now, at the asking price of at least $100. Well, USB drives start at least at 10 bucks. I need a USB drive so that I can store some data on it of my own, such as audiobook files from the library, maybe some backups of some other stuff. And if need be, I'd like to be able to send some stuff to some people, and they only have the capacity of receiving them through flash drives. So I need blank ones. Well, sorry, sir, but we don't have any blank flash drives here. If we did, whatever you wanted, from usernames, passwords, and more can be put on these drives, but at a premium cost. Sorry, sir, I'm not interested in that. I'll just have to find another shop. Welcome to the Security Box.
The Security Box with Jerry Reimer on KKNX.
98.6 The Mix's independent channel. Welcome to the Security Box and the room title on Clubhouse is wrong, but there's nothing I can do about it. So when you go through the podcast, you'll see the replays, you're going to see 278s, and this is actually 79. I titled it correctly in my notations, but it is wrong in the room in the TSB section. It should have said 79, and I can't change it now. So sorry about that. I just noticed it now. I see one more. We're going to add, and I'm also going to bring Clubhouse on the air. Hello, Terry. Let's bring Clubhouse on the air. Allow them to be heard, and they should now be able to be heard. So I should have two others with me.
Yes.
So why don't the two of you introduce yourselves while I get myself situated with getting my notes here.
All right.
My name is Terry, the producer.
Okay. One first. Night. Who's on first?
Who's on first? One at a time, yeah. Please.
Yes. I'm DJ Terry, the producer of Throwback Saturday Night. And I kind of brought this up to Jared, so.
And I'm Jamie T, the host of Throwback Saturday Night. And I found this to be quite interesting myself with what we're talking about today.
And we talked about it in short detail on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I actually call this, in the title, this app is completely safe to use.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Wink, wink. It's not.
Wink, wink.
So, the article title, which is pinned for Clubhouse people who listen either live or through the replay, it's called Toronto Lab Finds Security Vulnerabilities Censorship Framework in Olympic App. The website we got it from was CBC Canada, which is cbc.ca.
Yep.
And I write in my notes, I said, this show should really be titled, This App is Safe. We want you to make sure you're safe from COVID when you come into our country. That's what I really wanted to title it, but it is a longer lengthy title, and I sort of thought, you know what, this app is safe to use, and then maybe in all caps, not exclamation point.
Right.
Right.
For real.
Truth is, articles have talked in the past years about malicious applications or sites for PC users that direct you to go to a site or app to watch the Olympics, and it installs a malicious version of Flash or does something else you didn't expect. This year is no different with my 2022. Below, I'll copy 4 paragraphs from the article and discuss it if necessary. Now, before we get to the paragraphs, I think this is the first actual year that we have actually had an app for the Olympics that the Olympic Committee is telling everybody to use. So, there hasn't been anything really official. There have been, you know, as I said, malicious sites, and, you know, there have probably been some other apps we haven't been made aware of. I know Trend Micro's covered this, but I went to do a search, and I don't have anything on the blog, but I've had various versions of the blog, and some of it was lost due to me not knowing that I could actually transfer everything because I didn't back everything up. But that was many, many years ago, and it honestly doesn't matter now. We've moved forward from that. So if you really want to look at this, do, you know, search for like Olympic malware or something, and maybe you'll find older articles in regards to some of this, because some of it has been around for many, many years. So,
you know, I can only imagine that this particular, so this isn't like for, and Jared, you had to correct me on this when we talked about it on Saturday. This app isn't for like watching the TV feed of the Olympics the way you would on television. This is for, you know, them scanning, you know, see if you're COVID positive or negative or whatever. This isn't like for.
This is for, Jamie, actually, you attending the game.
Oh.
Attending.
Okay.
Whether it's news media, whether it's fans, whether it's athletes, they say to download this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you're like me and you just want to watch it on TV, then you're gonna be okay. You're fine there.
You're fine. Well, give me one second.
Because you would think that.
All right,
with
the particulars of my ordeal was breaking up a little bit. So go ahead, Jamie. Pick up where you left off so that we can keep on going.
You would think, because when I first heard on Saturday night, you know, that this was a thing, my first thought was, okay, you know, it's one of those situations where you have the, you know, where it's an app that lets you watch the Olympics, you know, the actual, you know, broadcast. But then you explained to me, you said, oh, no, that's for, you know, this is for if you're testing positive for COVID or, You know, everybody has to download this. Now, what I worry about, and this is what we're talking about today, I believe, is the privacy risks associated with this app. You know, and there's a lot of privacy risks involved with this. As for anything where you had to download it and scan something, that's why I'm against Apple's little exposure notifications that are on your iPhone, if you've got one. I think Android has a similar thing for its phones. That's why I'm
so concerned about actually that. That actually has been talked about, and that's nothing compared to what this is.
Okay.
That actually only notifies you if it knows that you and somebody who actually tested positive has been in the same vicinity. Otherwise, it says nothing. I turned mine on, and I've never been notified. Even when I've gone the few places I've gone, I think Apple, you know, that has been talked about since COVID got started. It is well-rounded. And the security within is sound. Steve Gibson talked about that very thing.
Yeah, I personally I never used it because the majority of places I go, pretty much all the person that has an iPhone is my pastor. Everybody else has Android, so it didn't.
But that's completely different. Kev, welcome to the program. Invited you up, or at least I tried to. Are you here?
Yeah, I think so. Can you hear me? Okay.
Okay.
Yep, okay.
You're audible. Cool. Good. So let's see what these four paragraphs say that I took from here. I know that that Terry's already read this, but for those who haven't read the notes, I'll read one paragraph at a time, and we'll sort of go through this, and we'll sort of break this down, because I think this is the biggest we've seen in this community. I mean, this app supposedly has a chat system and a whole bunch of stuff, and there are a lot of problems with it that we'll be talking about through here. So let's start with the first paragraph. Researchers at a Toronto-based tech laboratory have uncovered security vulnerabilities and censorship frameworks in an app all 2022 Beijing Olympics attendees must use. So that's the first paragraph. So that's a red flag right there. It's like, why do I need an app just to go to the Olympics? You don't even know how I'm getting there to begin with. Does that mean I'm going to have to give you all my itinerary too, so that you can keep track of how I'm getting there too? I mean, remember, we're dealing with China here, so... That's my biggest problem with that paragraph. That's the question I really have with it. Really? This thing just did something weird here. All right, the Citizen Lab, a research institute at the University of Toronto's Monk School of Global Affairs and Public Policy that studies spyware, found a, quote, simple but devastating, end quote, flaw in the My 2022 app that makes audio files, health and customs forms transmitting password details, and medical and travel history vulnerable to hackers. All right, that's our second. So this thing is picking up audio files.
That's so it has to be recording. So it looks like it's recording either whatever you say or whatever it picks up, and it looks like it's got some kind of a recorder in it that is recording, I would imagine, because we've seen. I mean, this hasn't.
I don't think that's the case. I don't know if that's the case, but you.
It doesn't sound like it's recording. It's just picking up files from somewhere. I mean,
if it's picking up audio files, then it has to be recording ambient noise. So, because if not that, then where will those audio files even come from?
Yeah,
your phone.
Yeah,
it would probably be like the Memos app or.
Or maybe maybe voice memos or recorder. Yeah. I use Recorder HQ for a lot of the stuff, the work I do. And so you need
use Dropbox, otherwise known as RecUp. That goes directly to Dropbox. But I don't know if they would have hooks into apps like those, because
they probably
store it within the app. And like with Dropbox, once it uploads it to Dropbox, it's no longer in the app.
Right. The one I use, since I don't have a Dropbox, is Recorder HQ, and that stays locally on the app unless you put. I think there's a way to put it in your files. I got to ask my friend who gave me the app, but
I think it. it's similar to that. If you upload it, like if you tell it to upload somewhere, mm-hmm. like Dropbox, then it right. would relinquish its copy.
It's copy to you, yeah. But if this thing is picking up audio files, and it's, you know, it could be. Yeah, I mean, of course, I don't know what are those audio files looking for exactly.
It doesn't say.
That's weird because that's shady right there. It's got a chat feature in it. What's the chat feature supposed to do? It's got audio. It records audio files. I think there are parts of this app that really shouldn't even be here. But what you're seeing, but what you're seeing is they did not think this through very well when they made it. So,
and to top it all off, when they were notified of the issues, they're like, we had independent research, done on this, and we didn't find anything. And we'll get to that a little later, but I'm bringing it up now because that's pretty much what the article is saying. You know, they're, and I'm like, bullshit.
I don't think they had any research done on it. I think they just threw it together. You can always tell how good an app is and how carefully it was designed, because some apps are just, they just slap them together and don't give it a second thought. Then you have other apps that are made so well that there's no chance of anything really going. I mean, there's always a chance of maybe there's a hole somewhere, but the developers are smart and they usually know how to patch those holes.
If they're found.
If they're found. Like, for example, one app I use, iHeartRadio, for listening to the radio on. If there was a security flaw in there, iHeart's big enough. They have a team that will know how to patch those holes, but some apps are so thrown together. And Kevin, Terry, you guys can cut me off if you want to. Some of these are so slapped together, and you can always tell because nothing is labeled. It just says button, but and you don't know what anything does. You know.
Well, that's why this is a reminder for everyone. Make sure that you know what you're opening. If you have an email that looks suspicious, don't open it or don't click on anything, mm-hmm. because you don't know what you're getting into, and you have to make sure that you know what it's about. Don't just download any app that you think is... Especially, I'm not saying Android is bad, but it's a little... I would think it would be a little easier on Android to have a problem because the app kit is more open than Apple is, and
yeah, with Apple, say,
oh, well, Apple's too closed, and what? That's true. But yeah,
we said that one day we're going to research and talk about the protocol that app developers have to go through to get their apps even put into the App Store. I imagine it's a much bigger vetting process than anything Android. And the problem with Android is, unlike Apple, there's four or five different Android manufacturers, as opposed
but
to just
only
yeah,
one
a single
store.
Yeah.
So. Well, like I said, last week I brought this up to Jared and I sent him the article, so that's why I wanted to get it done. I had to talk about it on Billback.
I mean, if there was an app that said, hey, get this app and you can figure out, you know, what's going on with the Olympics, what time, what day, you know, like, that would be different. But to tell you that you have to have an app for this purpose, no, that's not.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I think, honestly, there's, that thing has so many security holes in it, Jared.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing, Jamie, is
yes, Terry.
An update to it. And they didn't even catch those issues.
You know, and again, that thing has so many security holes, Jared and Terry, and guys, it may as well be Swiss cheese. Because
yeah. And I like Swiss cheese, but even though it's got its holes in it.
But why would I need to download an app? I mean I get it. They wanna see. Then what you need to do is you need to have testing and temperature checks and the same protocols nearby. You know, or on site. Why should I have to download an app?
And why do I need to do it 14 days ahead of time when I could be on the plane and get it on the plane.
And with that, they changed the. And I saw a friend of mine told me about this because, again, I haven't watched the news in almost 2 years. A friend texted me. She said, "Hey, Jamie, they changed the COVID quarantine protocol to 5 days." Okay. So what you're telling me, and watch. They're going to change it again. Watch. And so why should I have to put something on my phone to tell you? And not only that, how is this app going to determine if somebody has tested positive or is negative? Or how is an app? What does it do? Does it transmit the data to
We don't know where it's even going. The article says that we don't even know where it's going.
You want to bet Kim Commando's going to be talking about this on our show this weekend?
I'm surprised Kim Commando hasn't talked about this.
I'm surprised she hasn't actually.
He probably has.
The article was out last week.
Like I said, yeah. I saw it.
She probably has a hand team, but
I called Jared and I said, "Jared, do you know anything about this particular thing?" No. And so I went ahead and, you know, I found, this is the article that he's talking about. I found it. Only took me a few minutes to find, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I mean, now most situations with most apps that are tracking you for certain things, this app would have to be tracking your location everywhere you go, which will kill your battery, by the way. And you know how, you know, on flights they say turn your phone off or put it into airplane mode while you're on the plane? Once you do that, turn on the airplane mode, it stops transmitting. So,
yep.
If you're going to Japan, you for that 12, 13, however many hour flight it was, it has only the location of where you were when at the airport. And you getting on the plane, or maybe you turned it on airplane mode before you got on the plane. That's all it has. So it would need to be transmitting all the time. And you had to be tracking your location, which kills your battery. Whoever made this app, this thing has so many holes in it, it may as well be Swiss cheese, because they're not telling you where it's going. They're not telling you where it's being sent to. Is it even being reviewed by anyone? So it sounds like it's one of those, we're just gonna make people download something. We don't care what it does, just download it. And that's, they're not thinking about security at this point.
So researcher, do you want to say something first, Terry? I thought I heard him starting to say something. Researcher Jeffrey Knockle, around May 22, does not validate this researcher, the guy's name is Jeffrey Knockle, found May 2022 does not validate some SSL certificates. Digital infrastructure that uses encryption to secure apps and ensure no unauthorized
people.
I'll
be back, guys. I'm at work, so I'll be.
Okay.
Okay. No unauthorized people can access information as it is transmitted. This failure to validate means the app can be deceived into connecting with malicious hosts it mistakes as being trusted, allowing information the app transmits to servers to be intercepted and attackers to display fake instructions to users. And that's the last paragraph I quoted so far. So to top it off, organizers have required everyone Coming to the games to download this app, I write. Paragraphs talking about this aspect of the story of this paragraphs talking about this aspect of the story follow. So there's definitely more to this. For example, the first paragraph says, Olympic organizers have required all game attendees, including athletes, spectators, and media members, to download and start using the My 2022 app for submitting health and customs information like COVID-19 test results and vaccination status at least 14 days ahead of their arrival in China.
And just because I was curious, Jared, I have it up. I have my phone's app store here in front of me. Mm-hmm. And let me go back to it. Okay, so I put in my 22, and this is what I found. It says, iPhone, my 22 is a mobile service application platform providing information service of the Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games, Beijing 2022. The Beijing 22 Games. Based on unified platform architecture, it integrates information related to the Beijing 2022.
Hold on, guys. All right. Every once in a while, this thing does this. I think it's a studio thing, but I haven't been able to really put a bug report in because I don't know when it happens and it's random.
Right. Well, I think it's just crazy how all of a sudden this comes out and now people have to download this just to get this, and you would think as much as a big of a game as the Olympics are, this would be more secure than that. And I just, not validating SSL certificates, are you nuts? I mean, when I read that, I almost fell on the floor.
Let's see. I'm trying to account for everybody because I'm the only moderator here at the moment. The app from a state-owned company called Beijing Financial Holdings Group also offers GPS navigation and text, video and audio chat functions, and the ability to transfer files and provide news and weather updates. Knockle found it's unclear with whom the app shares highly sensitive medical information. That is the final paragraph. That is the most important thing we can take out of this. That's what I was saying earlier. We don't know where it's going. Anybody can jump in anytime. Just let me know, please. If this isn't bad enough, I write, there are sightings of a keyword list which may or may not be active. The app also will disclose personal information without your consent in certain scenarios. And that paragraph says, quote, Knuckle said My 2022 outlines several scenarios where it will disclose personal information without user consent, which include but are not limited to national security matters, public health incidents, and criminal investigations, end quote. Excuse me? National security matters? This stupid app is a national security matter.
Any app that discloses your personal information without asking is a red flag.
Is a national security matter. Go ahead, Kevin. Please.
Oh, I was just saying that any app that discloses your personal information without asking is bad.
Yeah. Jamie, Terry? I think we lost Jamie, though. He was talking about what the My 2022 app, the description of it was in the App Store, which the ILC basically says, we don't know anything. That's pretty much what I'm getting out of this article. They're told about these things and they basically, we don't know anything. We had it tested and it works fine. What is more disturbing, although now I see a spelling mistake, whoops, is this. Quote, however, the app does not specify whether court orders will be required to gain access to this information and who will be eligible to receive data. End quote. As for the wordless, it is very interesting. The final concern, and this is a quoted paragraph, by the way, not go uncovered, was that the app allows users to report, quote, politically sensitive, end quote, content, and found it has a censorship keyword list. The list includes 2,442 political terms, including some linked to tensions in Xinjiang and Tibet, as well as references to Kennedy government agencies. On the list are Chinese phrases translating to, quote, Jews are pigs, end quote, and, quote, Chinese are all dogs, end quote. Uyghur terms for, quote, the Holy Quran, end quote, and Tibetan words referring to the Dalai Lama. Nako couldn't find evidence the list was being used by the app, and I've said that before. Quote, we don't know whether they intended for it to be inactive or whether they intend for it to be active, but either way, it's something that ellipsis can be enabled at the flick of a switch, said Knuckle. I'm getting a load of if anybody has any comments, just jump in, you know, say your name or whatever to let me know you want to say something. The organizing committees were notified on December 3rd of last year. So I'm adding that. The notes didn't say that, but I believe that was last year. And were given time to review and submit a fix. As of January 6th update, the same issues are out there, and the IOC is asking the researchers to send the report. Question: is this their app? Not surprising. The Beijing Organizing Committee did not respond to a request for comment.
Wow. That just tells you. That just tells you. Didn't respond for comment.
The IOC also has a paragraph that says, quote, the IOC noted it had conducted independent third-party assessments on May 2022 with two cybersecurity testing organizations and found there were no critical vulnerabilities in the app, end quote. My question after I quoted that was, really?
I've seen there's so many that I can tell you right now through the article that it's just, I don't know how it got through Apple's thing. I don't know how it would have got through.
How could Apple? That's why we want. That's why I think somebody needs to do a lookup on how the vetting process works, and we can talk about that, because you know, other questions I wrote. Nobody found this till now. Why? Canada's urging their citizens not to take their device or only use the app on a trusted network or VPN. And they understand that people sometimes just don't have a choice. And part of this comes from the research team, and other parts come from the Canadian Olympic Committee. So the Canadian Olympic Committee is understanding, yes, we know that there may not be a choice, but we're not going to recommend you take this app. But if you have to use it, you know, try and get it on a VPN.
Please be safe.
Try and use it as secure as possible, because this thing is bad.
Or don't use it for, you know, a long period of time. Just use it as you need it.
Other recommendations are to take conversations off the app, as it also is a chat app. The researchers recognize that people may not have a choice, but if they can, this is what they recommend. Whichever way you slice it, this is bad. I write the link to the article is on the blog for you to peruse, which I suggest you do. It's also in the Clubhouse room, and it'll also be put up as part of the show notes when the podcast is done. And unless people have other comments on this, we can open it up to general security stuff, as that is the end of the notes.
I mean, like I said, when I saw this on the WGN news on last Tuesday night, I'm like, I have to get a hold of Jared, and I have to figure out if I could find anything on it, so that way we can cover it, because the Olympics is a big event that, you know, affects millions. So
I hope Kim and Leo and some of these big name people in this industry really make wind of this. I can tweet Steve.
Well, if not, somebody needs to get a little, a little earful of something to kind of say, oh, well, we need to talk about this, you know. Kind of like I did with Jared, and somebody needs to kind of say, okay, this is what's going on with the Olympic app. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And then maybe the more it's talked about, the more the committee's going to be like, oh, shit. Let's really get our asses going here and fix this so it's safe for everyone.
But I think that we lost the other two, but I think we've already passed that point, because I believe the Olympics start in like 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, I think it's like 2 weeks. Yeah. So yeah, we're so pretty much
today's the 26th.
Yep.
So next Wednesday is gonna be the 2nd. And the week after that is the 9th, so let's just say it starts on the 7th. Then it's going to be, call it the 7th to maybe the 28th. No, the 7th to the 21st.
Yeah.
And then... you know, they'll be flying back between the 22nd through the 26th, depending on flights and things. So, yeah. Now's your chance to get the word out, folks, because I wasn't impressed about this one. I don't know about others, and I'd like to thank Jamie and Kevin for being on the show as long as they could, and I know Terry's going to have to go soon. Terry, do you have any other... particulars you wanted to bring up in the security realm before you go off for the day?
I mean, the only thing I could say to people is just be careful on what you click on, whether or be careful what app you download. You know, just be cautious on what you do on your device, because it can be catastrophic. I mean, that's just how I see it. The only way to be secure is to, you know, make sure that you're safe on everything that you can be to a point. I mean, you can only do so much, you know, some of it's up to the developers, up to whatever, but if you want to be safe too, you take what measures you can to stay safe on the internet. So,
and I wonder how the IOC can be so incompetent.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, how can you not know this is happening? I just don't understand it. But
like, did you pay for this app to be developed, or did you just say, "Oh, just use it," and you just paid a bunch of people to do it, and you actually don't have any idea of what it's doing? That could
right.
be too.
That could be, yeah. Could be like, you know, a freeware thing, and it's not. Yeah, it could be. Or it could be like you said, like in the past where they've said, "Oh, download this to watch the Olympics," and you know, next thing you know, they're you getting a loan for a house, you know, or getting a credit card in your name, and next thing you know, you have a credit card bill like $50,000 or something, you know?
Yeah, that you had no idea of anything.
No, you don't. Yeah, that's crazy stuff, but
yes, it is.
Yeah. Too bad I couldn't call him Kim Commando and send her this article.
You know what? We might be able to do that. There is a contact form, and maybe we could just say, FYI.
Yeah.
KOMANDO.com, and hopefully there's a maybe that's what I'll try and do this afternoon and see if we can't get this sent over.
And she'll probably read the article and be like, "What? Are you kidding me?" I wonder what her reaction would
like
be.
After I got the article to come up when I responded to your text message through iMessage, I turned it on reader mode so I can avoid all the ads and things, and I'm reading this.
Yep.
And I think and the first thing I see is the SSL stuff, and I'm like, you have got to be fucking kidding me, right?
Yeah,
how many SSL certs does an app actually have to have? I would assume it's one per domain, but how many domains is this thing contacting?
And how bad is it really? You don't need more than one domain unless you're, like, you have maybe like the file thing is on another one, maybe. But if that, okay, even two SSL certificates, but I wouldn't do any more than two. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that just, when I heard it on the news that Tuesday night, that really piqued my interest. I'm just kind of like, wait, what?
I was like, holy crap. And then as I continue to read, it's like, this thing can upload files. I'm like,
And it's very easy to find. Like, all I did, ladies and gentlemen, is I typed in 2022 Olympic app vulnerability, and this came up. It was the first thing that came up to the Canadian that I sent Jared. And so I'm like, I gotta send this to him, because, you know, that's when we both did our research, and I found it, and I sent it to him right away. I'm just like, oh. And then when I was able to get into and read the article, because I sent him the article first, when I read the article, I'm like, are you out of your mind? Really? I'm like, how do they not know that this is happening? Like, I just don't understand it. Like, that is just... But... I think just an app they threw together, and then they're telling people, oh, yeah, go download this for the Olympics.
Go download this, because we need to know if you're safe. That's why I said, we need to know if you're safe to enter the country for the games.
Yeah.
That's why I put the longer title at the beginning, right?
The thing is like you said at the beginning of the show, is they would check COVID cards and... Like, right when you go into the games, like, they'll check if you're, whether you have a negative test or whether you are negative for COVID-19. Like, they'll want your card physically. They'll want to physically see that. You know, I mean, that's...
And it doesn't matter if it's on your phone or do you bring your paper card, as long as you have a copy of it.
As long as you have it. I mean, I have a picture of mine on my phone, but...
Well, I got mine on my wallet app, and I know I just recently got my third, so somebody said that they have probably updated it, so I'm going to see if that's the case, but I've got one on my phone in the wallet app, and I've got one, and I've got the paper copy.
I'll have to see how to put it in your wallet app, because I might do that.
There was a company that actually sent me a text with a link to a page. Mm-hmm. Which asked me for authenticating information, and then after I authenticated, it allowed me to add it to my wallet. So that's how that was done. But I don't know how each of them does it. You might have to check with the place that you get your shot from and see if they can get you a digital copy. That you can add to the app.
I could ask Charles, see. Because I got mine here at work, so.
Oh.
And I got all my shots here. I did my first one, my second one, and my booster.
Awesome.
So I'm fully boosted. Well, there's a second booster out that I haven't gotten yet, but I'm boosted for the most part. Like, but yeah, I'll have to ask them about that. Maybe they can send me a link and I can...
You can add it to your wallet.
I mean, I have a picture of it. Like, I took an actual picture, but...
That'll work. I mean,
you know. Yeah, I mean, it works. I mean, I you know, but... Yeah. But all right, Jared, I am going to be leaving because I got to punch in for work. So I will see you on, well, maybe on Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, Windows update for you guys.
So, yeah. So I will be, I will talk to you later, Jared.
All right, buddy. Thanks all for right. coming on.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was, I mean, it was a nice hour-long conversation. I really think that this is something that needs to be talked about because we don't really know what else is going on. So, let's see what else we ought to talk about today. I posted some stuff to the blog, so let's go over there and see. What I blogged about. Oh yes, Olympic app riddled with problems. The IOCs are not problems, is the blog post. It's actually the top post. It took me a while to actually write the article, but I do have written thoughts on this that you can check out. I thought I posted some other stuff, but it doesn't seem like it's there. Maybe I didn't post a whole lot. It's all good though. I did post sans news bites, although I would like to so why is it doing this? Let's change that. An article says don't use Safari until further notice. Missed schedule. I knew I blogged something else. Why is it? I knew I posted something else. Wow. All right, let's I actually did post another article, but it didn't make it. Let's do this. That particular article talks about something that is quite interesting because While Apple is working on a fix for this, iOS users really don't have a choice. Information from Safari can be taken. And it does. It's by the way the article was sounding like, and I read this through our list. It is definitely one of those that you should at least peruse and see if there's something you can do. If you're using a Mac, the Mac allows you to use other browsers, but the iOS ecosystem doesn't really do that because it's all based on the Safari engine and developers can't really give you their own browser, unfortunately. So hopefully the article will post. But I wanted that posted a couple of days ago, but it's okay. Let's see what other stuff might be of value to us. I think I did spot this one. I haven't read it yet, but the article title from Michael in Tennessee is Red Cross Implores App or hackers not to leak data for 515,000 people. Supply chain attack used legitimate WordPress plugins. And a new Chrome measure aims to curtail entire class of web attacks. So I got plenty to read here, and I've got the RSS too, so we'll definitely find something to talk about for next week. I'm thinking that next week we ought to talk about this WordPress thing that came across my desk. Because that is definitely something that that we ought to look at. You've got the Security Box. I'm Jared Reimer. If you've listened through Clubhouse, thank you very much for listening. I saw a note that said somebody had checked out the predictions show that was podcast 75. And again, for Clubhouse, I made a mistake on the TSB number. It's TSB 79 this week. And I apologize for that one. So, let's see. What others could we talk about? Oh, I think we covered this. Okay. Backdoor for Windows, Mac OS, and Linux went undetected. So yeah, there's plenty to read, and I could start blogging a bunch of stuff. And depending on how long ago it was sent to our list will depend on whether or not we actually talk about it. I think the WordPress thing is more recent. So that's what we're going to look at covering for next week. But don't fret, folks. We got a lot of stuff happening in this field. Well, I'm going to end the Clubhouse room now. And the podcasted version of the program, for those on RSS or download it through the blog, we'll get the raw version, and I'll be checking to make sure that article that I wanted everybody to read about the Mac stuff gets posted. I think I told it 12:15, so the podcast will get music. This will complete the program on Clubhouse. I hope that you guys at least get a chance to look at the article. And if you're going to the games, please make sure you're utilizing the stuff as safe as possible. Because we don't want you to get bitten by something that can be a problem. And I honestly think this app we talked about was or may still be a problem. So please stay safe, everybody. I will end the room now, and we'll continue with the podcasted edition by playing some tracks and ending the program. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. And as we ended on Clubhouse, let us go ahead and get some tunes in place. Maybe the IOC should take this song from Crimson Faced from the 2005 album Captain Freak. I'm going to play the vocal version of it. The song title is Apology. And I'll pick one or two more, and that'll be the program today. And I hope that you enjoyed the program as much as we have bringing it to you. Thanks to Terry, Kevin, and Jamie T for all being on the program today. And we'll be back next week on the Security Box on 98.6. The Mix.
You float around like a cloud and act like it don't exist. It must be weird in your world, and I've been getting pissed. Will you please turn around and give
Starshine, followed by our ending track that we normally play, Queen, and another one, Bites the Dust. For our music set that ends the program, the Security Box Program 79. See you all next week.
Let another one go. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. Another one bites the dust. Hey.